Across Pennsylvania, millions of drivers visit a mechanic each year to test their vehicle's emissions. If a car passes, the shop places a sticker on the windshield indicating it's in compliance. If it fails, the owner must attempt to fix the car. 2 decades after these tests began, some question whether the program is still necessary. 90.5 WESA's Amy Sisk reports.
Express Transmission in Monaca keeps busy fixing the vehicles of Beaver County residents. On the side, owner Scott Reynolds does emission tests, maybe 10 a month.
First thing you do is you got to put a gas cap test on there, and that would be this tool here.
He attaches a circular adapter to the car's gas cap to make sure it's venting properly. Next, he connects a cord to the car's computer to catch any codes indicating a problem with the emission controls. That information goes to the state.
There's a record that says, hey, this thing failed because the oxygen sensors are bad, or no, it didn't fail at all, it passed.
There's still a way for polluting cars to stay on the road, as long as the owner proves they've put $150 worth of work into fixing the problem. Emission tests are required in 25 counties to reduce smog. It's part of the way Pennsylvania complies with the Federal Clean Air Act. Republican State Senator Elder Vogel represents Beaver County.
So it's just a $30, $40, $50 cost that everybody has to have once a year that we don't believe is necessary anymore.
Emission controls are better on newer cars, and most vehicles pass. Statewide, the failure rate is below 3%, according to the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation. Vogel pushed legislation to study the program last year, along with Republican Senator Wayne Lingerholtz. Lingerholtz represents Cambria County. It once fell short of federal ozone standards, but its designation changed in 2008.
We are compliant, yet our county and our citizens are still burdened with this oppressive regulation that hits their pocketbooks.
The study is looking at ending vehicle emission testing for some of the state's less populated counties. It's scheduled to wrap up this fall. Changing the program is not as simple as passing a new law. The Federal Environmental Protection Agency has to sign off.
A program that is still providing benefits, we can't just end.
Rob Altenberg is with the environmental group Penn Future.
If we do end it, we would have to backfill it with something else to make up for the lost emission savings.
He acknowledges most cars pass, but points to the few that puff dark smoke out their tailpipes.
What you need is a program that makes sure you do capture these high-emitting vehicles, because one high-emitting vehicle can emit an awful lot of emissions.
In a statement, the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection said it's difficult to determine the effectiveness of the program because the state cannot measure the emissions from each vehicle. But some groups really want to know if the program is working. Ted Leonard is with the Pennsylvania AAA Federation.
I think the program, is, being 2 decades old, needs to be looked at and see if there's some things that we can fine-tune.
Back in Monaca, Scott Reynolds' shop sits along a busy highway. While he says his business would not take a big hit if the program disappeared, shops down the road run several hundred tests a month. They keep the bulk of the money and pay a small fee to a vendor. None of it goes to the state.
I love these guys. They're great friends of mine, and this is how they feed their family. So in that aspect, for them, I would say keep. But for me, it'd be nay. I'd say get rid of it.
Because, like all shop owners, he has to deal with upkeep. Soon, he'll be required to get new equipment. Reynolds is afraid that will cost him more than $10,000.
I just can't do it at this size of a shop. I'm not big enough to, concur those costs.
He might get out of the program anyway, regardless of what the state decides to do. Amy Sisk, 90.5 WESA News.